Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, we are really into flooding season in particularly the southern half of the state, and it's already claimed one life, which is really sad. This is a situation that we've known about actually for some time because we saw how much snow there was. We know about the fact that we had pretty much torrential rains and flooding back in the fall, so the soils were already pretty much saturated.
Yeah, and that was a lot of what's really aggravating this is all that rain in the fall. Mm-hmm. The ground is completely saturated, and then we have feet and feet of snow on top of it. And so the state's been really doing a pretty good job of just warning people since the beginning of the year, look, this is coming, and now it's come, and it's really hit with a bang. I mean, the water has come up very fast in the last couple of days.
Right, and it doesn't help that there's been some fairly significant precipitation as well added on to that. Now, to be fair, they really aren't going to experience a lot of flooding in the northern part of Minnesota, although they've had blizzards. But, you know, there is going to be probably an economic impact that covers the whole state.
Absolutely. Besides just the general inconvenience of having to find routes around everything, is it messes with the roads, with the infrastructure. Now already one of the highways near Mankato, the pavement has collapsed, and so they've had to close the road for that, so there'll be costs from that. There's the costs from just the delayed ability to move goods around because of all the road closures and trucks going on highways they're not meant to go on, and the interference with business. So flooding is really more than just an inconvenience. It's really a problem for the economy, and with the amount of water we're looking at this spring, they're expecting this to really go on for a while.
Now, I was just seeing something in the local paper here about how some folks think that maybe this has been overplayed and that the media has kind of gone over the edge on warning people about flooding. But honestly, I don't think so.
I don't think you can, because flooding is such a, you know, we worry about tornadoes and things like that, but flooding is such an insidious property damager. Once you get water, you know, several feet of water in your basement or feet of water in the first floor of your house, it's a mess. It really does serious damage to your house, to your business. And the problem that compounds it is that flood insurance is a very tricky thing. You have to get your flood insurance in 30 days in advance, and you have to, you know, you can't run out the day before when it looks like the floodwaters are coming and get your flood insurance. And so it's a really tricky thing, and I don't think they really can overplay the issue of flooding.
No, certainly not. Well, we hope that it is overplayed, because we hope that the flooding isn't as bad as it appears it could be, and we'll see how it all plays out. Thanks so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.